The American Council of the Blind presents ACB Reports, a monthly news magazine featuring topics of interest to people who are blind or have low vision. I'm Mike Duke. This month,
learn about the upcoming virtual conference and convention of the American Council of the Blind. Welcome to ACB Reports for June 2021. The 60th Annual Conference and Convention of the American Council of the Blind will be a virtual event held from July the 16th through the 23rd. ACB Convention Coordinator Janet Dickelman says planning for this year's virtual conference has been easier than it was last year.
Last year we made the decision the end of March to go virtual. This year we made the decision in December, so we've had a little more time. I think we all have a little better idea of what we need to do to make a successful virtual convention. And we've done some things, such as we have added in additional ACB radio streams. We are going to have up to 6 sessions streamed at a time. You can attend the sessions via Zoom, or you can listen on ACB radio. Everything is going to be streamed except for affiliate board/business meetings and the mixers that we're going to be holding, but everything else is going to be on ACB radio. But we do hope you participate and come to our Zoom room so that you can participate in the convention and ask questions and be a part of all the affiliate and committee and business partner sessions as well as our general session.
How many people will be working behind the scene to make this happen?
I have a weekly call with the ACB broadcast team that is probably 15 people. Then we have all the people who are the Zoom facilitators for each session. So when you consider we have 6 sessions at a time throughout 8 days of convention, we're talking about a lot of Zoom support and a lot of ACB radio streaming support, plus everyone else who, you know, staff and volunteers who help out. So we really have a large contingent of people helping. Plus we have our information desk, as we normally would have at the convention, and our technology desk. So if you have technical and or information questions, there will be phone numbers and an email that you can ask your questions and get a live person.
Before we talk about registration, remind us of the convention dates.
July 16th through July 23rd. Friday through Friday.
Registration for the conference and convention is now open. Tell us how to register.
People may wonder, well, it's a virtual convention. Why would I want to register when I can just listen on ACB radio? And you can do that. You know, you don't have to register for the convention, but we really hope that you will, because there's a lot of perks to registering for the convention. First of all, the convention registration is $25 for ACB members. It is $40 if you are not an ACB member. However, you also have the option of joining ACB as a member at large for $10, so that would put your registration down to $35 instead of $25 if you are just now contemplating joining ACB. If you've registered for the convention, you will automatically be entered into our door prize drawings. And in a virtual convention world, a lot of our affiliates always donate door prizes, and especially when there's no travel involved, people are very generous and we can get some really good door prizes. Just register for the convention. You don't have to be present to win. We'll draw names, and if I announce your name, you'll automatically be mailed a door prize. Also, if you are registered for the convention, you can opt to be a convention sponsor, any level from $25 to $500, and all of our sponsors are listed every day in our convention newspaper, and all the names of the individual sponsors are read at Monday morning's general session. And, you know, everybody kind of likes to have their name in print. So if you're a sponsor, you'll get that opportunity. You can also purchase items, convention items, through registration from the ACB Mini Mall. Every year we have a commemorative pin, and we have a T-shirt, mugs, refrigerator magnets, and also you can purchase an ACB Braille Forum raffle ticket. For those of you who don't know, ACB publishes a monthly magazine called the ACB Braille Forum, and they print that in large print and in Braille and in other methods. And, you know, it's expensive to produce this magazine, so this is a fundraiser for the Braille Forum, and it's $50 for a raffle ticket. However, the prizes are third prize, $500, second prize, $1,000, and first prize, $5,000. So for $50, you have a great chance to win.
Normally, you and I have this conversation before registration opens, which for a number of reasons didn't happen this year. So registration is already open. When does it close?
And it's open till June 28th. The other biggest perk, I think, of registering for the convention is every evening, starting with Thursday, July 15th, you will receive an email, and that will give you a list of all the sessions for the following day and how to access them via Zoom. And you can just click on the links or call in from your phone or whatever you want to do, and you'll get that every evening for the next day.
You have to create a new account this year, and I'm assuming that's because of changes in the registration software, but it's quite easy to do.
It is. My understanding is it has to do with consolidating a lot of records that ACB maintains. So it's just to make your life simpler and going forward for membership, and for certifying members, everything's going to kind of be under one umbrella. So, yes, if you don't have a user account, you do need to create one. If you registered for the holiday ACB radio auction, you already have an account. If you're unsure if you have an account or need help creating an account, you can always reach out to me, and I'll give you my contact information in a moment. But to create an account, you go to members.acb.org. So it's members.acb.org, and it'll say create an account, and you'll go in there and basically put your name, email address, address, phone number, and you will need to create a username and a password. The username is not case sensitive. The password does not have to have a capital. You can put one in if you want, but you don't have to. It doesn't have to have any special symbols like some passwords require. The minimum is 4 characters for both. Make it something that you're going to remember, because this is going to be your information going forward. So if you have not created a user account, you will need to do that. And then we have to give the computer a little time to authenticate your user account. So you can't, unfortunately, register immediately after creating an account. You need to wait at least 24 hours, and then you can go back in. And the fastest way, actually, to do that is to go back into members.acb.org, put in your username and password. Once you have done that, there will be a link for convention, and go to that. You'll have information to read about the registration form. There is a button that says Begin with Preferences. That's where you will start. We are again this year, if you have registered for the convention, offering a selection for your program format. So if you are a Braille user or a large print user, select one of those options, and the program will be UPS directly to you prior to the convention. Of course, there's other ways of getting the program. A lot of people have it emailed to them or just choose to download it. But for those of you who want the physical program in large print and Braille, you do definitely need to register and select that program format. If you have trouble registering, I have 4 people who are helping over the telephone with registrations, and I'm doing some too, and I can also help you create your user account. Or oftentimes, you may have a user account. You may not necessarily know you have a user account. I can see your username and let you know what that is. I cannot access passwords. No one can. But if you aren't sure of what your password is, I can certainly reset it for you or tell you how to reset it yourself. So if you have any questions about registering, getting registered, you can call me at 651-428-5059 or you can email me, and my email address is my name, Janet, J-A-N-E-T, dot Dickelman, D-I-C-K-E-L-M-A-N, at gmail.com. Janet.Dickelman@gmail.com. But I'm begging you, do not wait until the last minute. Registration closes on June 28th. If you call on June 28th and don't have a user account, we're not going to be able to register you before it closes. So you really need to do this as soon as possible. You'll probably get my voicemail because I'm answering other registration calls, so just leave me your name and spell your last name, please, and your phone number and your time zone so that I call you back at a time that's appropriate for you.
One thing that will be different this year about the virtual conference is this year we're going to hold elections. Just tell us briefly how that will work.
We have contracted with a company called VoteNow.org. They will be handling the elections for us. Everyone who is an ACB member will receive a unique voting ID code. If we have an email for you, it'll be emailed to you. If we don't have an email address for you, it will be mailed to you in large print and braille. And they're starting to mail those out the end of June. Everyone who is a member of ACB is going to be able to vote this year. Normally, it's just people who attend the convention. You don't even have to be registered for the convention to vote. You just have to be an ACB member. But you have to make sure you keep your unique voter ID code because that is just for you. So when we have an election, this is basically how it's going to work. We will introduce the candidate for an election. We'll start with president. If there's only one person running for an office, then that person would be voted by acclamation. If there are two people running, they will have their speeches just like you would in an in-person convention. Then we will open up the voting. You will have three ways to vote. You can do it online. There will be a link that you can go to, and you'll have to enter your unique voting identification code. Or you can call a phone number, which will be provided to you. And on the phone, you have two options. It'll give you a choice. Press 1 for Mickey Mouse or 2 for Donald Duck. And you can do it that way. If you don't feel comfortable pushing buttons on your phone or doing it electronically, they will have operators who are not part of ACB. They're through VoteNow.org. And they will actually talk to you, ask you for your voter code, and then take your vote so that that can be tallied. So this is how we will do this for every election that will be held. We plan on starting elections on Monday. So the first election that has more than one candidate will be the election that we will hold on Monday. And we will give you a certain amount of time. I think it's about an hour and a half to get your votes in. During that time, also for those of you who have been at in-person conventions or listened on ACB Radio, we also have a affiliate roll call, and every state and special interest affiliate will be called on. As in normal in-person conventions, they will be asked to provide their delegate and alternate delegate for the convention, and those delegates will receive a special Zoom room invitation, so they will be waiting in a special area, and when it's time for that state or special interest to vote, they will cast their votes. That is basically how elections are going to work. We will have one election each day, Monday through Thursday, and then Friday we will have at least four elections. And the reason we can only have, you know, at least four on Friday is because of the time that it takes to get the voting in for each election. If need be, we are prepared to have a special session on Saturday, July 24th at the conclusion of the convention to finish up any of the elections.
This is ACB Reports. I'm Mike Duke, and our guest is Janet Dickelman, Convention Coordinator for the American Council of the Blind. Earlier, you mentioned some increased coverage on ACB Radio this year. Tell us more about that.
We have six streams that we're going to be streaming our sessions on throughout the convention. So you will have a choice of listening to up to six programs at any given time. We are also going to have what we call our exhibitors channel. as we did last year, our exhibitor presentations are going to be pre-recorded, and they will be played on a loop. We will get out a schedule to you, and the schedule's not going to change from day to day. Last year, we kind of changed the schedule on a daily basis, thinking that that might be helpful for everyone. I think it just confused people. So if you listen to your favorite exhibitor is at 11 o'clock, one day he's always going to be at 11 o'clock. But the exhibit channel, which we believe is going to be an 8-hour exhibit hall, will be looped. You have a chance to catch it three times during that day over the 8 days of convention. Plus, it will be available as a podcast after the convention. New this year, we are offering our exhibitors the opportunity to set up a Zoom room if they would like to. And what we will do is we will publicize the exhibitors that have Zoom rooms, the hours that they're going to be available, and the Zoom link and telephone number so that you can actually go in and interact with the exhibitors. A couple of our exhibitors last year just on their own decided to do this, but this year we're making it an opportunity for them. We will also have, back by popular demand, an audio described tour channel. This will also be in a loop, so it will be played several times during the day. And we have quite a number of audio described tours, so each day the tours are going to change. So you will have a schedule each day letting you know what tours are going to be available for that particular day and what time they're going to be on. And again, all the tours are going to be available as podcasts at the conclusion of the convention. Last year, I know there were some tours that we weren't able to podcast. This year, my understanding is we're going to be able to podcast them all.
And most of these things that we're talking about will be podcasts.
All the sessions that we're having throughout the convention, including our general sessions, will be podcasts. The last count, I believe, was 152 events that we have during this convention. And last year, I think it was 126. So we have even more things going on this year, which is wonderful.
You're listening to ACB Reports from the American Council of the Blind. We're learning about the 60th Annual Conference and Convention of ACB from the convention coordinator, Janet Dickelman. Almost any conference has lots of evening activities, and a virtual conference is no exception. Tell us about some of the evening events on the schedule.
Each evening, we're going to be doing something special. We kind of call it an evening with ACB. Friday evening on July 16th, we will start with, as we do in person, we always show the film that won the Academy Award for Best Picture. And that film for 2021 was No Man's Land. And that will be aired in audio description. And that will be followed by the Friends in Art Showcase of the Performing Arts. Our very own membership talent as far as recitations of poetry or writings and music of all kinds, singing instruments. It's varied and it's always a wonderful event. Saturday evening we have a segment that's called Get Up and Get Moving. And that is about being involved, getting out to advocate, getting out to exercise, being healthy, being involved in your community. Sunday evening is our opening general session. Monday evening, our audio description project committee is having the industry updates for audio description. I think we have 9 presenters coming, and they will all talk about what's going on within their organization about audio description and what their commitments are to audio description and getting that out to us as consumers. Tuesday evening is our ACB Diamond Jubilee auction. In past, you had to have a bidder number, and you had to mark that down on your registration form. No bidder number required. If you are registered for the convention, you will automatically get the Zoom link, and you are able to bid and buy on any of our fantastic items. Wednesday evening, we are having a segment on financial freedom, being financially aware. It doesn't really matter how much money you have. You need to keep on top of your finances. And in this segment, we will talk about how to access your credit reports, how to do online banking, how to do online investments, just a myriad of financial items that are beneficial, no matter what your financial status is. Thursday evening is our ACB banquet. Any of you who are NPR listeners are probably familiar with a show called Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, and its host, Peter Sagal. He is our banquet speaker this year. He is extremely funny, extremely personable, very, very knowledgeable in the news, current events, and puts a fun spin on things. And he also is a runner and has acted as a guide for blind runners. He ran with a blind individual in the Boston Marathon the year of the bombing, and they had just crossed the finish line when the bomb went off. So I'm sure he's going to talk to us about that. He's a very engaging personality, and I think he's going to do an absolutely wonderful banquet speech. Friday evening is our Olympics extravaganza. July 23rd is the opening ceremonies for the Olympics in Tokyo, we hope. We'll start out the evening with interviews. We're hoping to have the individuals who are doing the audio description of the Olympics talk with us. We have some Paralympics. We have some other special guests who are going to talk about the Olympics in many different aspects. And then we are very pleased to have worked with Comcast NBC, and they are allowing us to stream the opening session of the Olympics in audio description on ACB Radio and on our Zoom platform. That's our evening activities. Our special interest affiliates have programming throughout the convention starting actually on Friday the 16th and going through Friday the 23rd, as well as do our committees. We also have a lot of our business partners who are having sessions. Two of our guide dog schools are doing sessions on Friday the 16th. Guide Dogs for the Blind and Seeing Eye are both doing sessions where you can learn about the guide dog lifestyle and talk to representatives from the school. Microsoft has three sessions on the 16th. HumanWare is doing two sessions, one on the 16th and one on Tuesday. Envision America is also doing a segment on Friday the 16th about self-advocacy. Amazon is doing a session on Monday afternoon about what they're doing with audio description. On Thursday the 22nd, American Foundation for the Blind, which has been a wonderful partner with ACB. AFB is turning 100 this year, so we're having an anniversary celebration with AFB, and they're going to talk about what's been going on in the last 100 years and how things have changed. Google is having a session that afternoon. So we have a lot of business partners, and then we have our 20 ACB special interest affiliates are all holding multiple sessions. Our committees, everybody has such wonderful programming, and what I'm going to start doing, in fact, starting today, I'm going to send out something every day that's going to feature an affiliate or a committee and give the information about their programming for the convention. There is a convention list that's a one-way list where I give information about the convention and what's going on with the convention.
How does a person receive these daily updates?
If you'd like to subscribe to that list, if you're not already on the convention list, send a blank email to ACBConvention and the plus sign, subscribe, at ACBLists, LISTS, .org. So it's ACBConvention plus sign, subscribe, at ACBLists.org.
As we look ahead and look forward to the return of in-person meetings, where will future conferences be held?
Next year, 2021, we will be, 2022, I'm losing my years here, we will be in Omaha, Nebraska. 2023, we will be in Schaumburg, Illinois, where we were trying to get to in 2020 before pandemic put a stop to that. And I have just signed contracts for 2024. We will be at the Hyatt in Jacksonville, and 2025, we will be at the Hyatt in Dallas.
Will there now be a virtual component for in-person meetings?
We will have a virtual component to our conventions going forward because we know for some people, being at an in-person convention just isn't an option. So we want to make sure that they continue to have access to our conventions.
If people have questions about this year's conference and convention, how do they contact you?
Call me, 651-428-5059. Email me, janet.dickelman@gmail.com, and it's D-I-C-K-E-L-M-A-N. Or subscribe to the convention list at ACB Convention plus subscribe at acblists.org.
That was Janet Dickelman, Convention Coordinator for the American Council of the Blind, talking about the upcoming virtual conference and convention of the organization, which will be held from July 16th through 23rd, 2021. Each year prior to the conference and convention, the Board of Publications of the American Council of the Blind establishes a candidates page so that members can learn more about the individuals who are seeking elected office. To view this page, go to acb.org and open the link labeled 2021 Election Candidates. That's the program for this month. See you at the virtual conference and again next month on ACB Reports.
You've been listening to ACB Reports, heard on radio information services nationwide and throughout the world on acbradio.org. ACB Reports is produced at Radio Reading Service of Mississippi, a service of Mississippi Public Broadcasting. Contact the American Council of the Blind online at acb.org or phone 800-424-8666. Thanks for listening, and please join us again next month for another ACB Reports.